Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Normally, Mike is here on a Monday, and Zeno is usually at the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And you were usually the guy that is pressing, which is why I made fun of him last week, and I said, you asked Raw that?
Mm.
But you're usually pressing Coach on questions that, you know, we can't, unfortunately, do a show and be on the pressers. But that's going to happen here within the next 40 minutes or so, and you are going to step out and ask a few of those questions. And I want you to come back and report to our listeners live what Raw had to say to you in regards to some of the things we're talking about. So that's going to be something different that we'll do today, but it's just simply based on the fact that you're usually at these pressers and you're like,
no, Mark.
And you, I hope you don't get that today. I hope you don't get that.
Well,
you said this to Raw.
Oh, my God.
You did say that to Raw, though.
I did say it. I know.
What's the first thing you want to ask him? Seriously. From the fans? You want to ask him something from the fans?
Or any changes being made?
Are there?
Changes in, you know, coaching, play calling, who's in charge of what? Any changes? Or are there any changes coming? Or are we going to keep staying the course as is?
Okay. You are going to get that answer then.
Yeah.
You're going to get that answer. You know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there a second question, or is that the only one you're going
to
ask?
No, I got a couple more.
Okay, because it sounds like, you know, when you get a
you
couple
just asked me what's the first thing I'm going to ask. You only asked for
and
one.
And I'm wondering, is it going to be more? Well,
he's not going to give it all away.
Like, how many reporters are going to be in this Zoom today?
Like, non-Falcons-related ones?
Just total.
I mean, a lot of people show up for the Zoom ones because they don't have to drive anywhere.
Okay, so usually you'll have more. It'll be more popular.
So it'll be more populated.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, when you got to make the commitment to get in a car and head all the way up 85,
yeah,
into Bora Bora,
it's a haul.
Yeah,
we know.
Good thing I got that little pass thing in the pass lane. What do you call it? Peach pass.
Peach pass.
Easy
yeah.
pass. Whatever it's called. Easy yeah. pass. Where I'm from.
You get reimbursed gas. 404-726-0929 is the phone number. Let me hear Raheem Morris, please. We're going to get to our picks. This is what he talked about with the third down struggles. It was and remains my biggest beef. We can talk about all these other things. We are not moving the change on third down. We didn't do it against the Patriots, 1-for-10. We did it 0 times yesterday. Here's Ra.
It was 2 conversions on third downs, and they had the 2. And that's why they won. The 2 conversions they got and the 2 we didn't. The guys went out and fought hard, but we got to find a way to get the win.
Yeah, and look, I'm not going to complain about effort and all that kind of stuff. We got dogs on this team. Algier is a dog. Drake's a dog. We got players, man. I'm not ever going to – had nothing to do with that. It just feels like in these critical moments, you know, when we need plays or we need to move the chains or, you know, our quarterback needs to make a throw. Like, there's something always just – not happening as consistently as it should. And by the way, if you're just joining us today, the Giants fired Brian Daboll today. Joe Shane, the GM, remains on. The only reason
he gets to pick the next head coach.
It's crazy. The only reason I'm mentioning this is because there is change going on around the NFL. We know this, and for everybody's like, you can't, and why would you do it? And If you are not satisfied with the results of what's going on and the direction of where this team is, you do it. If you are patient, and as Mark Zeno said, you give him a little bit of grace and say, hey, you know what? We're going to stay the course, and this is just a development of our quarterback, and we know we got some really young guys on this defense. Okay, this is just where we are. Great. But just know we're not going to the playoffs again.
Part of the reality.
Here is Michael Penix.
They got somber as hell in there real quick.
Well, it's so frustrating. By the way, so frustrating.
Can I return to the subject for a second?
Which one?
Day-Day over there?
Sure.
What was that point? That dude over there in the corner?
Should I get my popcorn out again?
Go ahead, get it out,
Carl. Who is yelling at me?
Go ahead. What you got?
Because Bob tweets me and makes a good point. You know, they got the ball first in overtime. Where is your offense then? They got the ball first, right? The offense didn't do anything.
Play calling.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can argue back and say that the play defense calling. Knew that. Well, we all knew it was going to be run when they got to a certain point in the field, and defense just kept giving up 5-6 yards a carry.
They really did get stout in that overtime, didn't they?
Their defense?
Yeah.
Colts?
Yeah. Didn't they? I mean, all of a sudden it was like run for loss. I mean, every time it felt like, oh, okay, well, all of a sudden they stepped up.
You had to know at that point in time, like, just put them in third and unmanageable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you'll be fine. I mean,
oh, look at that. Third and unmanageable.
He's got a point there. All right, let me hear Michael Penix real quick.
And by the way, answer me.
By the way, no one is more frustrated about his play than this guy. I know it. He knows it. We know it. I don't want to make this like I'm bigger than him being more upset. There's none of these players are more disappointed in this effort of not being able to find a way to win. But here's what he said yesterday after the game.
I got to play like it. I don't feel like I'm playing like it. I got to do better.
That was his answer to being the face of the franchise. Let me hear it again, Big O.
I got to play like it. I don't feel like I'm playing like it. I got to do better.
His press conference, by the way, yesterday in Berlin, I think consisted of two answers, and he got up and walked out.
He was shook.
He was. He was. Because he feels like he's letting this team down.
You put a whole lot of pressure on a guy who's playing his 10th NFL game, 11th NFL, whatever it is, 12th.
He's a quarterback in the National Football League.
Hi.
Step up.
Not everybody can do it.
And maybe he can't, but I can't baby him.
No, I'm not suggesting that you could, that you should. Not at all.
And your point about where his development is and his growth is not where his mental is. Michael Penix is an older dude. He was in college a long time. This isn't a 22-year-old guy coming in the NFL. So where he is mentally is not where his play is. But I got to press. I got to put the press on. You got to show and prove. But nobody knows it more than he does about, hey, I'm not playing like the face of the franchise right now. And he's not lying. All right, Day-Day, real quick, man. We got to mention this because we do on Mondays. We got a lot more to dive into.
Carl, we can go to the next whatever it is.
You don't want to mention what happened this weekend with the picks?
I don't care. No, Carl. I would care not to. Let's say that.
I forgot what my other two picks were. I know I had Texas Tech right. I forgot what my other two were.
Well, I didn't forget. By the way.
I'm just having you go 3-0.
It's true.
Oh, red bandana.
Yeah, that was bad. They suck.
Did you have red bandana or was it Data that had?
No, I had red bandana. He had SMU, Wisely.
Wow.
Boy, Bill O'Brien stinks. They got mollywop.
That changed quickly.
Man.
That narrative changed very quickly.
Last week, he was like, you know about red bandana? You don't know about red bandana?
Big game at Boston College if you don't know that. Apparently not this year.
Well, that's how you guys talent beats Patriots.
That red bandana was the blood that was left on the field by Boston College after getting destroyed.
Yeah, who has Boston College this week?
Tech.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any concerns about Georgia Tech winning that game. As long as Haynes King is healthy, I don't have any concerns.
All right. real quick, Day-Day, what did it look like, man? What's going on?
All right, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to Matt Skinner, athletic director at Carrollton High School. Ran into him at the cross-country state championships over the weekend.
How's he doing? He's good?
He's doing good, man. He's like, man, you ain't out with Carl and y'all ain't out today. I was like, nah, we got a day off.
At 9 o'clock in the morning?
On a Saturday?
That's what's up, man.
He's done a great job.
They
got good programs over there.
Yeah, man, they really do. So just wanted to give him a shout-out. out because he does listen to the show.
What's up?
All right. So over the weekend, man, we've got a little bit of shift and change in the standings.
Do we?
Yeah. So now we have a tie between Mike and Oren for 3rd/4th at 15 and
you mean
18.
last place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
You know what, Carl Dukes? Say last place.
You are only a game up right now, brother.
But I was 9 out.
I was done.
I was over. You guys were clowning. And I said, don't call it a comeback.
He did say that.
Don't slip, boss.
He did say that. So don't slip.
So who's last right now?
So Oren and Mike, again, both at 15
There can
and
only
18.
Be one. Is it Oren who's last?
Yeah, I have him at last.
Percentage point wise?
Well, we have the same record, Carl. Okay. So by virtue of Mike not being here, I have to be last today because he's not here?
Yes.
Yeah. And then tomorrow when I'm not here, Mike has to be – I have to be – no. Yeah, Mike will be in last tomorrow because he'll be here.
Yeah, so they both went 1-2. Oren did get hit on the Chargers-Steelers.
Aaron Rodgers looked god-awful last
night. Yeah, but he took the over on that Bears-Giants, and then he took Washington, the Fighting Andy Bunkers, over Wisconsin.
That happening.
And Wisconsin
with a snow game.
Well, they gave the vote of confidence to, was it Luke Fickell?
Fickell, yeah.
And his kid showed up. Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, everybody thought he was going to get fired, and they were going to cut the check, and they were like, no, we're staying the course, and his kid showed up. Yeah, that was a big, big win for Wisconsin.
Yeah. Mike, Indiana, he took that over on Indiana and Penn State. Or not the over, but he took Indiana being favored 14.5, and we saw how that went.
What a game, guys.
I know, right?
What a game.
And then, unfortunately for him, Ohio State wasn't able to cover. They were at 29.5, and they only won by like 24.
They let up.
Yeah. And then the Lions and Commanders, that was his one. Lions were 8.5 favorite in that one.
They blew doors.
Yeah. Carl, like you said, 3-0. You hit with the Vandy 6.5. You hit with the A&M, Texas A&M 6.5.
Yep.
And you hit with the Patriots being a 2.5 dog.
Zeno and I said it. Look, the Patriots are good, man.
They are.
And I know
fundamentally
the,
sound.
The Bucs were coming off of the bye week, which is the only edge maybe you might have given them. I don't know if you guys watched that yesterday. Baker was okay, but, man, they answered the bell. I thought the Patriots were really good.
Situational football.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Patriots are great at situational football.
And then I went 2-1, as we mentioned. I took SMU being favored against BC. I took the over in the Memphis Tulane. They blew that. They were at the over dang near at halftime.
Yeah.
And then, you know what, Florida and all you Florida fans, if you want to say you're giving up, just say you're giving up. Like, what was that?
Why are you mad at Florida fans? What happened?
Did you see the tweet after I sent you that screenshot of Lane retweeting the stat line from DJ Lagway on Saturday?
Did he really?
Yeah, he sent a tweet about DJ Lagway. Basically said he had a horrible game, and Lane Kiffin retweeted that.
What? Lagway got benched, didn't he?
He got benched.
Yeah.
He got benched.
And trust me, when that score flashed on my phone, because Kentucky didn't score points, period. They scored 38.
Yes.
How about the last three times Florida has gone to Lexington? They've lost all three by an average of 19 points.
Yeah. Terrible. It was 17 when it went. I turned the TV on. It was 10-7.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Hard place to win at night.
Florida can pull this off. And then it went 17-7.
Yeah, because it's so quiet.
Right.
Hard place to win at night. It's all that damn bourbon up there.
I mean, it was just terrible, man.
Yeah, I didn't watch that game, but I just saw it flash, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
It didn't look right. So, yeah, you got killed on that.
Any thoughts, Zeno, on that one, buddy?
Florida's Kentucky?
Oh, I mean, I told you I would have never bet Florida. I didn't like
that. Yeah,
the
he did
period.
Say that. He did
never
say
bet
that.
Florida in that
All
spot.
Right, so your current standings tied up 15-18 as Oren and Mike. Carl, you are now 16-17 in second.
Yay, yay!
And I sit at 19-14.
What were my other two picks? I totally forgot.
I'm going to have to go back into the files.
Okay, don't worry.
They were probably
I know I had Texas
losers.
Tech. Texas Tech was the only that was my best bet of the week.
I thought you had BC, too.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't
I
didn't
picked two NFL games.
You,
I forget what they were.
You did call the Tech. I got to give you credit. You were with me all last week.
Oh, Rams Niners is one of them.
Yeah. Rams Niners, yeah.
That's what
yeah,
it was. Rams Niners, yep.
But you called the Tech game like Tuesday last week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast?
With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I mean, you were on that. All right, and they look legit, guys. By the way, tomorrow, the new college football playoff committee ranking come out. I don't think Georgia moves into the top four. Only because
if the committee lowers Indiana for winning a game,
they probably will.
It's so stupid.
Well, A&M.
How are you going to punish somebody for winning?
A&M went in on the road against Missouri and beat a ranked Missouri team.
Remember, it's not a beauty contest.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.